Let's talk about juggle versus balance. So we hear a lot of mums, particularly, but women in general, talking about trying to juggle everything, going from one activity to the other. If you own a business or you work, you've got you're dropping them at school or daycare, then you're going to work, then you're doing your work, and then you're coming. You gotta go to the gym or exercise, and then you gotta go back and gotta go pick up your kids, take them to activities. We're going to exercise in the evening. Then you gotta spend time with your partner. You have to. And then you gotta try and fit everything else in, the cooking and the cleaning, the tidying up, the catching up with friends, family. And somehow fitting the relaxation in when the kids go to bed or finishing up work, if you work from home or have your own business. So it's this constant juggling of going from one thing to the other and just we're trying to just balance it all. That sounds so exhausting, and it is exhausting. Totally appreciate that. I remember when I became a mum for the first time, and I ran this from school business, so I had my own business, and I wanted to, of course, take her to all these activities from the time she was like basically born. Obviously swimming lessons and then music lessons and singing sign yoga. There's more. And going from your different activities and then taking her to the coffee shop and then of course walking her to sleep. And then, still working, getting the pool, teaching, coming home, cooking dinner, tidying up, not my favorite thing. And then starting the process again. Like it was very overwhelming. I was very busy and just irritated and really struggled to have to sort of release any emotions, or even when my child, who has many emotions, especially when she was younger, to hold space for that. So it was really challenging, but it just felt normal to be rushing from one thing to the other, going from one activity to the other. I remember just feeling like, well, this is how it's supposed to be. This is my job. This is how I'm supposed to feel. Because everyone else is doing it this way, so it must be right. My mum was, did everything as well. And I suppose her mum did everything as well. So it's a generational belief that as a mum, that is your job. You do all of those things. But at what cost? And when we tap into that sort of that juggle, we notice it's a very toxic experience. It takes a lot of puts a lot of pressure on your mental and emotional well-being. We struggle to ask for help, receive help without feeling guilty. And then when there is other people looking after the kids or taking off the load, then we're feeling this guilt, especially now more than ever, because if we have that generational belief that this is how it's our job to do that, whether we actually want to or not, or actually some level don't believe it, there's deep down, deep in us, ingrained in us, that this is what we're meant to do. So we have this sort of inner conflict between how we want to feel and what we want to experience versus this generational belief that this is our job. So then the guilt sets in. So then we have this so-called mum guilt. And that causes havoc on the body as well. So it's almost like when we're in this juggle mode, our stress hormone, the masculine energy, never gets a chance to switch off. So when we're talking about sort of this balance, and I'm going to talk a lot about energy, I'm going to be talking a lot about the masculine and the feminine energy, which is not a gender, it's an energy that is in both man and female. And we run mostly on the masculine energy. From the time we are pregnant, the time we give birth, time that we become mum, it's a very masculine energy, which is kind of ironic because it's actually a very feminine time. But feminine energy is very vulnerable. It's very, there's emotion, it's tapping into your intuition, your body wisdom, and trusting. So it kind of feels a little scary when we switch more into that mode because it's not something that we're used to. However, when we start to recognize it and use that part of us, it's almost like a breath of fresh air. We go from this juggle, this sort of like rush, busy, into more of this sort of calming, loving, nurturing, vulnerable, yet very empowering and powerful state. So don't underestimate that feminine energy. It is super powerful. And believe me, you get a lot more shit done when we tap into that part. You're not then left being burnt out, exhausted, depleted, with health issues. A lot of weight issues and weight gain associated with, you know, that stress hormone being switched on all the time, which is that masculine energy. And I wanted to sort of just mention that we have both. And it's not about giving that and going one. It's about how we use both together and work with both energies to create a better experience. So the juggle is more of using only mostly that masculine energy. But of course, the body doesn't give a shit. It wants to switch off. It wants to relax. So naturally, the behavior that we see in a lot of mums, women, and men is reaching for, you know, the alcohol and the sugar or anything that makes you feel good, that sort of numbs that to relax you. And it generally comes around about nighttime when, you know, if you've got kids, you know, you want to get them to bed as quickly as possible so you can finally relax, because that is the only time that you get to relax. You put the TV on. TV is part of that relaxation mode of switching into like, just want to do nothing. The glass of wine comes out, the snacks, the chocolate, the overeating, just to feel relaxed. So that is that sort of that juggle. So if that sounds like, you know, is resonating with you, just know that, it's just create that awareness around, okay, I want something different. I want to feel something different. And I think that was for me, that was sort of that turning point, where the juggle got too much and the overwhelm sort of, and I sort of had that breakdown. I was like, there has to be a better way than this. There really does. And so what switched for me at that time, which was about, was 2015, was yoga. And I did a yoga teacher training course. And obviously at the time, the intention was to become a yoga teacher. But I learned so much about myself and what it meant to slow down and what it meant to relax. And there's different forms of meditation and to express oneself in a sort of very vulnerable way that, yes, I'm struggling. Yes, that's okay. How do I move from this space? And the space that this these beautiful women created was this. And I was like, ooh, hang on a minute. This is different. This is very confronting. But yet at the same time, I could feel this is what I needed. This is what was missing in my life. The sense of being okay to share that I'm struggling and accepting help and acknowledging that there's nothing wrong with me. There is just some healing that has to take place. So that's kind of where that journey began of switching from the juggle. And I've been juggling before I had kids. So this is this sort of this pressure to keep proving myself and keep going before I even had kids. So that was kind of that switch for me. That's kind of where my journey began of understanding what it means to be in that sort of balance, which is more of that inner feelings where we tap more into that feminine and we use the masculine to take the action. So the feminine energy is sort of that guidance from within. It's allowing the body to be the teacher, to be the guide. And the masculine is what helps us take the action. So you can see we cannot have one without the other. But for centuries, it's been mostly using the masculine. And it only gets us so far. We're depleted, we're exhausted, we're frustrated. And it's time we tapped into that, both man and female. So this is the difference between the juggle and the balance. So that is what we're going to start to sort of be more tapping into. So when I moved more into understanding that balance, life continued as sort of normal. You know, I was still taking Olive to all these places and I wasn't so much teaching swimming at this point. I was doing something else because I stopped that completely. And, you know, I was still walking her to sleep and taking her to the activities and the cooking and the shopping. And so none of that changed, but it was how I was showing up, how I was feeling, when it was okay to sort of take a break. That it was okay to take a break. I didn't need permission. It is just what my body needed. But it's taken time. And through practice, time, patience, courage, and getting a lot of support, I've been able to tap more into living of a balance and completely letting go of the juggle. So that possibility is there. It's just being aware and knowing the difference between the two. So get curious with your own life and your own situation that you're in. Are you more in the juggle? And would you like more of the balance? You know, get curious. Like, yeah, I want more of that. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you for listening. Mwah. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I would really appreciate it if you could like, share, and subscribe to this channel on whichever platform you're listening to. I would also love to know what resonated with you or even triggered something in you. So remember, if you want more, then don't forget to subscribe to this channel and you can follow us on Insta at awakening.motherhood. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in and we will see you on the next one. Mwah.